Joining us right now is State Representative Andre Jacques, who has authored a proposal to amend Wisconsin's Constitution for personhood, something that would take the loophole out of the law to stop abortions in the state of Wisconsin. Exactly what's in this particular proposal?
It's a constitutional amendment proposed to safeguard Wisconsin's existing pro-life laws on the books. We already have in statute in Section 940.04 a ban on abortion, which would go back into effect when Roe v. Wade would be overturned. And this simply eliminates a loophole that exists in the state constitution to remove the qualifier that you be born in order to access inalienable rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. At the point in which Wisconsin's constitution was written, you know, over 100 years ago, this really wasn't something that was conceptualized and is something that legal experts kind of agree is a serious flaw for the possible use of liberal activist judges on a state Supreme Court at some point in the future after Roe v. Wade would be overturned. So, you know, it's really fairly simple in terms of what it's trying to accomplish and, you know, but I think very essential for really continuing the intent of what's on the books.
This is one of those issues where there's really no middle ground. You're either for it or against it. What kind of feedback are you getting so far?
Oh, I mean, I've gotten very positive feedback. I mean, I think conceptually people understand that it is a child in the womb. I mean, certainly, you know, if you look at everybody celebrating the royal baby that was just born in Great Britain, and they don't call it the royal fetus or anything else, and yet there are certainly those on the other side of the aisle of, you know, killing that child in the womb up to, you know, the day or even minutes before it would be delivered. And in fact, in some cases now you actually have Planned Parenthood lobbying to allow for a child to still be killed even after it's been fully delivered if the intent was to abort the child. So this is something that, you know, Wisconsin has had its pro-life law on the books for many decades now, and there have been pushes to remove it, which have been unsuccessful, I think, because regardless of party labels, this is something that Republicans, Democrats, Independents do support.
If this were to pass, would it mean all preborn children, or would it have exceptions to it, or would there be a cutoff point, say, first trimester? How would it actually work?
Well, the way it works is that when you have changes to the state constitution, they're not specifically enforceable unless you have specific language in there. What it really would do is it just avoids conflict with existing statutes on the books. So if you look at what we actually have that would be enforceable, which is 940.04, I believe that there is accommodation for life of the mother. However, this is not something that is really making a policy change, other than, again, removing a vehicle for an activist state Supreme Court to really overturn the will of the voters. Again, this is a constitutional amendment, so it has to pass the legislature twice and then be passed by a majority of Wisconsin citizens in a statewide referendum.
And this would be the first round through the legislature, correct?
Correct, correct.
Any type of support you're getting there at the legislature?
Oh, I've certainly got a lot of support that I've heard from my colleagues. You know, regardless of whether they're signing on or not, they certainly understand the legal underpinnings of why I'm doing it, and something where I expect that we have at least as many co-sponsors as what we had last session when we first introduced the concept. So it is something that we have very strong support from a number of groups that really want to see this happen in order to really, again, safeguard what we have on the books. Pro-Life Wisconsin, Wisconsin Family Action, and really just about anybody that that I talk to from a pro-life perspective, I think really gets why we're pursuing making this change.
With a constitutional amendment, it's going to take a lot of public support to perhaps nudge the legislature into getting this done and then getting it done again. Is there a phone number, a contact person, a website that people can go to find out more about the language of the amendment and also to perhaps voice their viewpoint?
The language of the amendment is fairly simple. It just removes the word born as a qualifier for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then it also says, as applied to the right to life, the terms people and person apply to a human being at any point in their development. But there is a legislative hotline if people aren't aware of how to get in contact with their legislators. I certainly would recommend going to legis.wi.gov, legis.wi.gov, and there is a legislative hotline number. I don't happen to have it off the top of my head, but it certainly is something where I would encourage citizens to reach out to their elected officials.
State Representative Andre Jacques, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem.